This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. All right, how many PhD economists do I interview in a week? So permit me this, a few moments with actor, author, singer, pitchman William Shatner. Every generation knows a version of Star Trek, but he was the captain in the first TV series. Shatner's 87 and still hard at it. Mr. Shatner, thanks for coming in.
What a pleasure it is to be on your program.
Now, I see you, sir, as an artist, but at some level, I think you also may be an entrepreneur with all these projects that you're juggling at once.
Well, I think you can be an artistic entrepreneur. True creativity and then seeing it through to exposition, you know, that goes, in my case, for films and documentaries and comic books and electric bikes, Pedego electric bikes and virtual reality, Ziva. And then my albums, which I'm marketing right now.
A country music album.
Why Not Me?
Why Not Me? And Shatner Claus, which is the Christmas album.
Shatner Claus Christmas album and the book Live Long and Ellipse, dot, dot, dot.
Live Long and...
The magic of dot, dot, dot.
Now, you know, the way you complete the phrase, though, is prosper, and obviously—
Well, that's the phrase used in Star Trek, but it's up to you to live long and then, you know, say yes to life. Why not say yes to some virtual reality company, some solar electric company, something that is futuristic that's going to happen? Why not find something futuristic, some company that's cleaning up the environment? Our ability to live, our ability to be alive, the human beings alive on Earth, depends on our cleaning up the Earth. So why not a company that cleans up the Earth?
That is a socially responsible investment argument. You're saying invest in making the world a better place in some way.
Well, the worst things are happening and are going to continue to happen until they don't happen. And so why not invest in the future of making mankind more palatable on Earth?
Now, I assume your acting talent is God-given, but where did you get your business skills? I mean, do you come from entrepreneurial stock?
No, my dad had a small business that he manufactured clothes and went to sell it. And I graduated actually from McGill University with what we called up there a Bachelor of Commerce. I think down here it's called Bachelor of Business Administration. But I failed all those courses. I did the music courses. I did the act. I produced, directed everything theatrical in McGill during the years I was there, but I rarely went to class. So I learned at university, but I learned the unconventional way. But being an entrepreneur really means dedicating yourself to the thing that you think is important, the thing that you think is really good. And you may fail. In fact, you have to fail. You have to fail. And this is
because being an entrepreneur is taking risk, right? And sometimes it means fail.
If you're taking a risk, you don't know what the outcome is going to be. And a great deal has to do with luck. So if you're not lucky this time, gather yourself up, try again. Sooner or later, if you're smart, if you're aware, you will learn by your mistakes and you won't make those mistakes again. Every actor, every bicycle rider, every athlete has made all the mistakes. And only by making the mistakes can you learn what not to do and what to do.
Have you learned along the way about personal finance from maybe some of your mistakes or some of your successes?
Well, an actor lives by their wits and from job to job. And for me, that meant no or as little debt as possible. So as against all the solid advice of, yeah, take a home loan, take a car loan, take a thing like that, it was that nut that I didn't want to have to face every month in desperation with three children and wondering whether the phone
would
ring.
So you kept your debt down?
Absolutely kept my debt down. No debt.
And that allowed you to take some risks with your career.
Well, you make some money. That means you don't have to spend it paying off a debt. You now know what you have and what you can spend.
Now, I get why a creative person wants to keep exploring the unexplored, but couldn't you, I don't know, financially speaking, have retired on your take from the original Star Trek series?
No, they didn't pay us very well. And not only that, it was a couple of years prior to the union getting residuals. So we didn't get any residuals. So for the billions of dollars that the studios have made off of Star Trek, the original cast never received a cent. That didn't apply to all the other casts who, I presume, get these marvelous checks. We don't. So that's the way it was. And no, I could not. In fact, I was broke at the end of Star Trek. I was divorcing and I had no money. I couldn't cash a $15 check.
Mm. And so you kept going.
Just kept going.
Actor, entrepreneur William Shatner, thank you.
Pleasure.